Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Now open. Welcome back to Handlebar Sessions. It's me and Rafi, your boy.
Hey.
Back for another session.
This is where it all started. Well, it all started there.
Well, it all started when we went to the leadership. I don't know what we went to.
I don't know what that was, but the reason why we went was the truck ride home where we came up with this idea.
The truck ride home. You came up with this idea. From Oklahoma City to Dallas, 10 p.m. at night, we start talking about what if we did a podcast? Because we talked about politics in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That was during the political year.
Right.
And we got deep into a conversation on politics. Coming sometime this year will be an episode on politics.
Yeah, we've not done that.
We've got to do an episode on politics because 2024 is a political year, and that conversation birthed the Handlebar Podcast.
Yeah, and people be out here not knowing how to relate to that.
That's true.
You got two camps. You got people that care way too much and people that don't care at all.
And you got me, Bible Belt boy, in the South, and then you from the East Coast. Yeah. We just have different perspectives, and it was a beautiful conversation.
Yeah, it was.
But that's not the conversation today. Aniola, give us the conversation today.
Sheesh.
We're going in.
Y'all did all right.
Triggering everybody in the room.
Your question for today is, how do you understand the concept of grace in Christianity? This was asked by Sarah, 16, from Oslo.
Whoa.
Oslo, Pennsylvania. I'm 16. Just playing. Maybe Norway.
Where is Oslo?
I think it's in Norway.
Yeah.
Wow, Norway.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say, if you have questions you want to submit, you can do that on our website, thehandlebarpodcast.com. Yes. Also on our website, thehandlebarpodcast.com, we have merch. We have these sweaters, other sweaters,
mugs.
Other things, mugs. Rafi doesn't like the mugs.
I never said that.
I like the mugs. Go get a mug. All right. How do I understand the concept of grace? That was the question.
In Christianity, from Sarah, 16.
Oslo.
I just checked. Norway.
Yes. Norway. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's set a timer. And then Rafi's going to give us a theology of grace.
Oh, gosh.
Not the T word. All right, 10 minutes, go. You want to start? You want me to start? How you want to start?
Grace. You start.
Well, grace, when I think of grace, I think of two scriptures. Number one, I think of, is it Ephesians 2? For by grace you have been saved.
Yeah.
It is the free gift of God so that you should not boast. So you're saved by grace. And then I think of 2 Corinthians 12, I believe it's verse 9, that says it's Paul writing to the Lord, and three times he begs the Lord to take the thorn in his flesh from him. And the Lord speaks to him and says, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
So just a couple verses I think on grace. Let me tell you what grace is not. I'm really passionate about this, actually, what grace is not. I think I've heard a lot of believers who, when it comes to grace, will say things like, we did a session earlier on pornography, but they'll say things like, man, I looked at porn again, but there's grace for that.
Mm.
No,
there's mercy for that.
Brother, there's mercy for that. Yeah. There's mercy for that. And I think I get really passionate on helping believers understand the difference between grace and mercy, because oftentimes we have taken grace and we understand it with the concept of mercy, but grace is not mercy. Mercy is mercy. Mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
And so what is mercy? Mercy is if I am a judge and you are a criminal on trial and you, whatever, you were a drunk driver and you got pulled over and got a DWI and now you're on trial and I'm the judge and I have all the evidence laid out that you were drunk and you were driving. I have the power to give you time behind bars. I have the power to convict you. I have the power to give you a punishment.
Yeah.
I have that power. And mercy is me having the power to say you're guilty of this and here's what your punishment is, says, hey, you're off the hook. Mm. that's mercy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to extend mercy. Grace is different. In grace is the power to save. Grace, yes, is the unearned favor of God. So mercy lets you off the hook, but grace empowers you to do something that in your own strength you did not have the power to do. And so I love that, because I think of that in the context of sin. When I understand mercy, I go, wow, I'm right before the Father. Yeah. But when I understand grace, I go, wow, I have the ability by the Spirit to go confess my sin to someone and to do something that I could not do in my own strength and in my own flesh.
Yes.
And that's why I love grace, because grace is the power of God to save. I think grace is one of the biggest revealers of the dunamis power of God, is when grace comes upon your life. All of a sudden, you are empowered. I also think we did an episode, I think the last episode you and I did together, that was a session, we did the difference between condemnation and conviction, where condemnation, wow, will cause you to look at yourself and go, I'm no good. But conviction will cause you to stand up and go, I'm not that thing.
Yes.
It empowers you to,
that's
do something.
Right. Yeah,
and I think of grace that way. Grace is the ability to do something that you can't do in your own strength. You can only do it by God.
Yes,
by God's Spirit, by God's grace.
I feel like it's so important that everything what you're saying is so important in our walk with Jesus, because when you get saved, you don't stop sinning. Like, that's just, everyone knows that. You don't stop sinning when you get saved. It's not like you just, all your behavior changes overnight.
Yeah.
That's not what salvation is about. It's actually about growing with God and maturing. And God has no problem with the time it takes for you to be formed into the image of his son. But we put these measures on ourselves. What mercy does is it removes the punishment of sin by covering you with the blood of Jesus. But I'm thinking of this scripture because this scripture is often used as we all just sin forever and that's just who we are.
Mm.
But the grace of God, it's like, well, not exactly. In Romans 3, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But then it says,
but there's a comma.
Yes, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness. So this is God's plan. I'm going to give you mercy that you don't deserve, and then the power to be formed into the image of my son. I had a teacher, his name was Peter Lewis, and he taught us the difference between mercy and grace. He said, if you're late for class and I decide not to punish you, that's mercy. But grace is you having the ability to show up for class on time.
Hey guys, we wanted to take just a second to tell you about Collision. Collision is a student-led ministry that builds teams of students to see their local school as a mission field for the gospel. That's right, they're training and equipping students to share the gospel in their local high schools, middle schools, and they are a great resource that we wanted to put before you. Regardless if you're a student that's listening to the Handlebar Podcast, or maybe you're a youth pastor or a youth leader that's working with students, Collision can help serve you, equip you, it can equip you to teach students, or it can equip you if you are a student. And so we're believing for the Great Commission to be fulfilled in high schools across the United States and America. And Collision is a ministry we wanted to put before you. We wanted to say thank you for everything that they do. So you can find out more about Collision in the description below, the link in the description of this episode. Check them out. Use Collision. All right, let's jump back in.
But that's only learned through obedience to Christ and through the work of the Holy Spirit, which takes time. So if you just, it's, grace is a gift. Grace is how we do this life with God. And it only comes from one place, which is Jesus.
Yes.
It requires us to come to him. Grace requires us to come to him. And Paul also has this verse. I think this would come up as we talk about this. He says, do not sin that grace may abound. Like, don't abuse grace as a license to sin. The way he says it is,
should I keep sinning so
that grace may abound? Yeah, and he's like, certainly not. That would be, it would be, an, it would be like, it would be an abomination, he calls it. But I think he's saying, like, why would you,
like you've missed return, the point of grace.
Yeah, there's language in scripture like a dog returning to its vomit. After your eyes have been opened to Jesus, he gives you new values.
Yes.
And so what he's saying is, wait a second, you're still thinking with your old mindset. There's a whole new world open to you. But this is where I think the deception can come in here, is the reason why he has to say, why he has to ask the question, is grace is that good? Mm. If you think about that, why would he have to ask the question, should I use grace as a license to sin? Why is he asking that question? Because you
grace
could.
Is that good?
Because Jesus gave you a blank check. He said, I'm actually taking you out of this system of do's and don'ts of the law and the burden that it's been on you. I'm taking you out of that to this system of relationship where all things are permissible. It's a different reality.
Wow.
And instead of punishment, you now face correction or discipline in a relational way.
Yes.
Because I'm interested in you growing. Grace is me giving you the ability to grow and be formed into the image of Jesus.
Yeah, but you got so fired up that your watch
came off. My watch fell off. It's about that time.
It's about that time.
See, and I'll throw this in here too. There's also this move against grace because there's teachers that basically will say, you know, you don't have to do anything, and like grace, just the grace of God, and like we're good.
Grace will cause you to do something.
Yeah. There is really teachers and people out there in communities that are just kind of like, honestly, to me, it's like lame. It's like we are using the grace of God to just be like, we don't have to do anything. But that would be like a hyper grace kind of thing of like, you don't have to, you could just be how you
grace,
are.
Brother.
But yeah, grace, brother. But that's not the reality of you should not take away how good the gift of grace is because others are using it to teach that message. It actually is limitless and
grace
boundless.
Grace should offend you.
Yes.
The grace of God should be is so good that it offends you. It's in your face. And a way I think of grace as we're talking is I feel like a way you could say it is grace is God's strength in you.
Yes.
Like God, grace is God's strength in you. What does that mean? I think about, you remember when we were in Northern Ireland mm-hmm. and you and I had just done a breakout session. In this beautiful field. We're in the middle of nowhere, Northern Ireland. And after the breakout session, this mom comes up to us. And was she a mom of five kids? Do you remember the story I'm talking about?
Yes.
Five or six kids and a husband, she said. Mm-hmm. You know, she talks about it like the way she said it was, I'm so tired of five kids and a husband.
She was tired.
And I start praying for her that she was saying she wanted to get alone with God, read the word, just have deeper time with God. And I start praying for her to encounter God in her busy schedule to still meet with him. And you got a word of knowledge and you said, I feel like you're thinking in your mind as Aaron's praying, there's no way I can do that. I have too much on my plate. And she starts crying mm-hmm. and she goes, I am thinking that. And you said to her, I hear the Lord saying, you're right. You can't do that on your own. You have too much on your plate, but by my grace you can.
Wow.
And I just remember that moment and she's weeping and she's all of a sudden she's realizing I've been trying to do this in my strength. The missing factor is doing it in God's strength.
Yeah.
Because grace will empower you to do something you can't do on your own.
Yes.
And I think for me in that moment and that conversation with that mother in the backfields of Northern Ireland, I realized how much, how often, how easy it is to honestly operate like an orphan and use grace like, man, I got to strive so hard to make grace work when actually grace is that good. Grace is God's strength in me. And when his strength comes and hits you, all of a sudden it's like you feel like you can run through a wall.
Yes.
Like you feel the power of God. You feel the ability to open your mouth. You feel the ability to worship when you're walking through trial. You feel the ability to confess when you're in sin. You feel the ability to find community when you have not had a friend. All of a sudden you are so empowered by God's strength in you. And I think that's the beautiful grace of God.
Hmm. Yes, bro.
Wow.
I'll throw my handlebar in. Scripture says to boldly approach the throne of grace in time of need. And grace is about your time of need, when you reach the end of yourself, you're in need of grace. It's how we were saved.
Yes.
But it's also how our life with God is sustained. You're going to continue to hit walls throughout your whole life with God. And in these moments, that's where it's time to boldly approach the throne of grace.
Yes.
And to receive grace from the source of grace.
In your time of need.
Yes, which is Him. And so I would say if you feel like you're hitting a wall, go and be alone, close the door behind you, and say, Lord, I'm coming to the throne of grace. I need help. And see what His response is.
See what His response is. Get your journal out.
Yeah.
Pen and write. I think for me, I would tell you to go read those two scriptures. Go read 2 Corinthians 12. I believe it's verse 9 through maybe 15. It's where Paul hears the Father, hears the Lord say, my grace is sufficient for you. And then Ephesians 2, where it says you're saved by grace. And so I think of those two scriptures because oftentimes when you need grace, it's because we begin operating in our own strength. Mm. And you can't effort your way into the things of God. You can't effort your way into the things of spirit. You can't strive yourself there. It's only by God's grace. It's by grace you have been saved. It's Him initiating salvation, not us. And I think that, let that come upon your life, and then you'll realize, like Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, that when you're weak, that's when He's able to be strong. His grace is sufficient for you. So I think my handlebar is go lay before the Lord with open scripture and be weak before Him and watch His strength hit your life. Mm. What does that look like? I don't know, but He does. Mm-hmm. And His strength is enough.
It looks like what was impossible for you becomes possible.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I hope this helps you, Sarah. And was it Norway?
Yeah.
Norway. We love you. Let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you that your grace is your unearned favor. Lord, it is the free gift of God. And I just declare that everyone that's listening, Lord, that as they're listening, they realize, wow, I need grace. Lord, I pray that your grace would hit their life. Lord, and I thank you for your mercy that's new every morning. And I think of how significant it is that scripture says your mercy is new every morning because oftentimes young believers are struggling with sin in the night. Yet what are they waking up to? Fresh mercy. And so, Lord, I thank you that your mercy is new every morning, but I thank you for your grace, Lord, that comes upon us, Lord, in our time of need. I thank you for your grace that it's a free gift. It's not something we can earn. It's not something we can discipline ourselves into. It is the free gift of God. And it's by your grace, Lord, that we're saved. So we love you, Lord. And I just declare that everyone listening, Lord, they would feel the dunamis power of God come upon their life in the midst of their weakness, knowing that even though they're weak, you, God, are so strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We love you. Amen.